Mindfulness begins when we move into a way of being that's discovered with the senses. Most of us aren't used to working with the senses in this way, so it helps to practice. For this five senses practice, you need somewhere to sit, perhaps a chair, preferably with a firm seat and base to support you, and a glass of water or something else you'd like to eat or drink. Beginning by sitting upright, although not stiffly so, on the chair, if possible with your back self-supporting and feet on the ground. Letting your hands come to rest on the thighs, and if you like, closing your eyes. What sensations do you notice in the body right now? What are you feeling in your feet? Perhaps there's a feeling of contact between the soles of the feet and the socks, shoes, or the floor. Are you noticing the weight of your sit bones on the seat? How about in your back? What sensations are here? Any aching? Stiffness? Something else? Do you feel air on your face? What's the temperature of the contact? Warm or cool? Or maybe there's not much sensation at the moment. Feeling of numbness, perhaps. Being aware of the location of any sensations or lack of them. Is the experience changing or staying the same? Whether pleasant or unpleasant, seeing if you can just allow what's here to be felt, to notice it, without trying to make anything different. Being interested in what comes up. If you notice the mind wandering into thinking about feeling, or to some other aspect of your experience, just acknowledging that the mind has wandered, and gently bringing attention back to body sensations. Letting the thoughts or other parts of experience be in the background of your awareness for now. Just feeling sensations as they are. Sensing, moment by moment, without needing to do anything else. Now, letting body sensations fade into the background and coming to pay attention to sounds. What sounds are around at the moment? You don't have to go searching for them, just letting whatever sounds there are come to you. As if your ears were microphones, receiving and registering vibrations. Are the sounds loud, soft, near or far away, short or long sounds? Perhaps there are some sudden sounds, and some that are repeating or seemingly continuous. Are they high or low pitch? Perhaps there are moments of silence or gaps in between sounds, noticing these too. Opening your microphone ears and letting sounds in. You might also notice thoughts or reactions arising in relation to the sounds. Naming, describing, labeling sounds as pleasant or unpleasant. Wanting to hear more of some sounds or less of others. Seeing if, just for now, you can allow any thoughts about the sounds or reactions to them just sit in the background of the mind, uncoupled from the sounds themselves. Offering your attention to the sensation of sounds and letting everything else happen in the wings of experience. And coming back to sounds when you notice the mind has wandered from them. Now, opening the eyes to seeing, looking at what's in front of you, letting the eyes linger rather than darting about perhaps. And rather than fixing on what you can see as things, such as table, chair, book, carpet, and so on, allowing yourself to notice colours. Shapes, shades, lines. What's actually here when you let go of the naming of things? Being interested in depth and height and shade. Seeing what you can see. As if for the very first time, as if you're looking with new eyes. Just perceiving with the eyes, being curious about what you can see. You might like to play with your focus a little. Looking in at a particular detail of something you can see, and then panning out with your eyes, taking in a bigger picture, a wider view. What changes when you shift your focus in and out in this way? What are you seeing differently? Is there something you hadn't noticed before, or something you'd not paid attention to before? When you find yourself drawn into thinking about what you're seeing, pulled into a memory or a concern, that's not a problem, just acknowledging that the mind has wandered into thought and gently coming back to seeing. Perhaps closing the eyes again now and allowing attention to move to smelling. What smells are you noticing, if any? Letting there be a connection with odours. Sensing them in the nose. Is there more than one fragrance? Maybe you're noticing a smell you weren't aware of before you started paying attention in this way. Well, maybe there seems to be no smell at the moment. In which case, what's the smell of no smell? The in-breaths don't need to be deep, just allowing the breath to happen naturally and offering interest to the coming and going of smell sensation. If your sense of smell is blocked at the moment, perhaps if you have a cold, then noticing what that's like. What's the experience of feeling bunged up? If the smells are not so pleasant, seeing if you can let any pulling away from them or wishing the experience was different just be happening alongside your smelling, while you continue to pay gentle attention to this moment of smell sensation right here and now. Now, picking up the glass of water or whatever food or drink you have with you, and taking a sip or putting a piece of food into the mouth, just holding what you have in the mouth still for some moments. Noticing the arising of sensation on the tongue as the liquid or solid makes contact. What's it like? Cool. Refreshing. Warm. Juicy, bitter or sweet. Letting the describing words fade into the distance now and allowing the sensation of tasting itself to be known in awareness. Giving yourself over to the tastes, fully experiencing them as best you can. Noticing any reactions that come up, any urge to chew, swallow, move the jaw, go faster, just letting these be for now without acting on them. Now, beginning to swirl the liquid or chew the solid gently and notice what's changing. What's happening as it mixes with saliva or becomes several bits of food, changing shape, texture, consistency. Feeling also the movement of the jaw, teeth and tongue as you savour the taste of what's in the mouth. Really being with swirling, chewing, savouring. Deciding when you're ready to swallow, and following that choice as you make it. Being interested in how the mouth follows the guidance from your conscious mind. And as the food or drink is swallowed, noticing the perhaps gradual dissolving of taste and the disappearing of the food or drink into the body. Is there a point at which you no longer notice it? Does any trace remain in the mouth? Now taking another sip or bite and repeating the process, bringing awareness to the experience this time, putting in the mouth, the tasting, the chewing, the swirling, the swallowing. Noticing whether the sensations are the same or different and what reactions come up this time. When you've practiced working with each of the senses in this way, inviting you to bring this mode of being as best you can into the other moments of your day, really allowing yourself to feel, hear, see, smell, and taste your experience fully. Being interested in what happens when you attend to your life in this sensory way. How is it different from how you normally relate with your environment? Is it possible to allow some space in your experience for noticing, sensing, being, and to come back to it when you're drawn again into automatic thinking and reactivity?